Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. In recent episodes, we have been looking at next-generation power system testing solutions like the new Omicron CPX 200 as ecosystems made up of interrelated parts such as compact and lightweight hardware, modular companion devices, as well as the latest innovations in performance, software, safety, and data analysis. These parts work together to highly optimize the testing experience for users. So in this episode of Energy Talks, we'll take a more detailed look at one of these parts, modularity. Omicron product manager Jacob Hemmela talks about the innovative modularity features of the new Omicron CPX 200 power system testing device. Jacob describes how modularity enhances flexibility, efficiency, and user experience in power system testing. He focuses on the role of the modular HVX10 high-voltage companion device for the CPX 200, the importance of user feedback in optimizing modularity in the development process, and the future of modularity in adapting to evolving testing needs. Hello, Jacob. Welcome back to Energy Talks, and thank you for joining me for this episode about modularity in the latest CPX 200 power system testing device.
Hi, Scott. Thanks very much for having me here.
Well, it's good to have you again and also for taking the time. Jacob, in my interview with Michael Reidler, when he introduced the Omicron CPX 200, he discussed the CPX ecosystem, which includes various aspects of this new power system testing device that optimize the overall user experience. Could you describe how hardware modularity plays a role in this?
Modularity is really at the heart of the CPX 200 ecosystem. It gives users the flexibility to tailor their setup to exactly what they need. Whether they're testing power transformers, instrument transformers, circuit breakers, or even a combination of all three. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a system that adapts to the job. Instead of using cumbersome single-purpose devices, it's possible to combine different hardware modules, like the CPX 200, the high current module, or the HVX10, with the respective software to create a system that's both powerful and flexible. This not only improves usability, but also future-proofs the investment, because modules or software can be added as needs evolve.
Okay, very good. So when the user starts out using this system, they may do specific tests, but with time, they realize that they need more capability, more features to do other tests, and they can upgrade the system to include those.
Exactly.
So how does modularity help make power system testing more efficient for users performing specific tests in the field?
Well, modularity helps to reduce the overall complexity of the setup. The CPX 200 offers an easy-to-use multifunctional alternative to bulky, single-purpose test devices. That means it can do the setup faster, you have fewer chances for errors, and ultimately, of course, you have a more reliable test results. Another big advantage, from my point of view, is how the system handles data. With the CPX 200, you can generate a single report that includes all your measurements without having to manually extract data and stitch it together later. That saves a ton of time and avoids inconsistencies. And then there's also the practical side, so transportation and maintenance. The modular design makes it easy to carry, whether it's in a backpack or the compact transport case. It's ideal for field engineers who are constantly moving between sites. So, in short, modularity isn't just a design choice, it's an efficiency booster on site.
Jacob, you have been working with the HVX10, which is an important companion device to the CPX 200. Please tell us more about this modular component, specifically how it complements the CPX 200 and optimizes the user experience.
I think it's a true companion to the CPX 200. The CPX 200 handles control and analysis, while the HVX10 delivers the high voltage and precision that's needed for insulation diagnostics. This combination really streamlines the testing process, especially for customers working with both new and aging high voltage infrastructure. The condition of the insulation is always a major concern. And at the end of the day, it's all about making insulation condition assessment easier, faster, and more reliable.
How is the HVX10 different from similar modular components developed in the past? And what usage and performance features optimize the user experience?
I think what really sets it apart is the strong focus on usability, the ease of use. In the past, you'd need multiple devices to run different tests like dissipation or power factor and insulation resistance, each with its own setup, handling, and reporting. That's time-consuming and requires a lot of experience. With the HVX10, we've brought everything together in one unit. It's intuitive, it's compact, and connects seamlessly with the CPX200. That means less wiring, fewer errors, and a much smoother workflow. One aspect of the CPX200 modularity that I really love is the size and weight of the individual hardware components. CPX200 and HVX10 are both below 15 kilos or 33 pounds, making each part easily transportable, even by someone that doesn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, so you can literally carry all of these components in one backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. I understand that there's a clicking mechanism to easily connect the companion devices to the CPX200. Is that true?
Yes. The snap lock between the two devices is simple and secure. It's one of those many small things that make a big difference in the field.
Jacob, tell us more about what innovations in the HVX10 component enhance performance, ease of use, and adaptability.
There are quite a few. First, it integrates both a 10 kV AC and 10 kV DC source, so you can perform precise dissipation and power factor measurements and insulation resistance measurements from a single output. Then, there's a 4-channel input, which lets you test up to 4 transformer bushings in one setup. Huge time saver. It additionally covers a wide frequency range from 1 to 600 Hz, giving you deeper diagnostic insights. And then there's something I'm really excited about. All its inputs and outputs are synchronized in real time with the CPX200. That opens doors to entirely new applications, like HVDC voltage transformer ratio testing. And also, I think the snap lock system that we previously talked about is also a really great innovation. And all of that at an astonishing weight of just 14.8 kilograms or 32 pounds.
Jacob, please describe a situation where the HVX10 is applied in the field. How easy is it to set up and use?
Well, a great example is transformer bushing testing during scheduled maintenances. With the HVX10, the user can connect all 4 bushings at once, run both dissipation or power factor and insulation resistance test from a single output. Setup just takes a few minutes, and the intuitive interface of the CPXpert software guides the user through the process. With its single report and the online connection to Cortex Grid for up and downloading results and asset nameplate data, it's a huge time saver and reduces the risks of setup errors.
Very good. You mentioned both the CPXpert software and the Cortex Grid. Could you briefly describe each of these?
Well, CPXpert is a computer software that's working together with the CPX200 to create test plans, has a guided workflow, automated assessment, and so on. So it really guides the user through the measurement. And the Cortex Grid is our cloud solution that seamlessly integrates CPXpert as well as PTM data and also CT analyzer data in one single point. So you can share data between all these softwares.
Very good. That's very useful in making comparisons when you're doing measurements to previous measurements.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big point.
What are some of the other innovations in modularity that make power system testing more flexible and adaptable?
Take the super lightweight high voltage cable, for example. It might sound like a small detail, but it makes a huge difference on site. It significantly reduces the weight of the setup, which is, at the end, a big win for field engineers who are constantly on the move. It's easier to handle, quicker to deploy, and just more user-friendly overall. Then there's the separate voltage input for VT testing. This allows users to perform high voltage ratio measurements on voltage transformers precisely and with up to 10 kV. And one of my favorite innovations is exactly the snap lock mechanism that seamlessly connects the CPX200 with the HUX10. It's such a simple, elegant solution that makes combining modules fast and secure.
So how did user feedback play a role in this development?
User feedback was absolutely central. Omicron's been building test systems for the electrical industries for decades now. And the crazy thing is, we're still full of ideas. Honestly, a lot of the best ones actually come straight from our users. Their feedback, their challenges, that's what really sparks our innovation. We spend a lot of time listening to field engineers, but also technicians and asset managers to understand their pain points. Many told us they needed more flexibility, faster setups, and better data handling. This input shaped the design of the CPX200 and the HX10. From the user interface to the physical connectors. It's a product built not just for users, but with them.
Very good point. How will modularity play an increasingly important role in power system testing?
Power systems become more complex and more diverse. Especially with the rise of renewables and digital substations, testing needs are evolving rapidly too. Modularity allows users to keep pace with these changes. Instead of replacing the entire system, they can simply add software or hardware modules to meet new requirements. It also supports more specialized testing, which is becoming increasingly important for asset health and grid reliability. In short, modularity is the key to staying agile in a fast-changing industry.
What excites you about these developments in power system testing?
I think that with the CPX200, we really have a game-changing new device. It's so small, it's so compact, it's so lightweight, it's so easy to transport and use that it just feels way more natural than before. And it's just like a small tool on the one hand, but really powerful as well that you can use on so many different sites, so many different assets, that it's really a great multifunctional device.
Now, you had mentioned that you relied on user feedback for the development and not just creating a device solution for them, but with them and really involving their inputs as to how they want to be testing in the future and addressing their pain points. Have you gone out into the field with users to watch them use the new system?
That's what we did, Scott. Over the course of the development, we had some key customers that we have visited repeatedly. We have seen how they use the device in the field. We see what they're struggling with, how rough the conditions are on site in terms of external noise, in terms of mechanical robustness that we need for the devices, etc. So it's not just to design a good-looking tool, but it also has to be robust and withstand the conditions in the field.
Now, in going out with users into the field with the new device and its companion components, such as the HVX10, what type of feedback did you receive?
I think then when we introduced the device to customers, many of them were expecting something big, but they were surprised to see that the device is actually half the size, half the weight of comparable devices. And this was really a jaw-dropping moment for them.
How were you able to create such small device components?
We had a good look at the whole overall system. And with our excellent hardware development team, we've managed to make the total solution much more compact. And this starts with new solutions for the high voltage cable. It starts with new thinking regarding the high voltage module HVX10. And it continues also with other accessories like the high current cable.
Thank you, Jacob, for joining me in this episode of Energy Talks to talk about the game-changing innovations in the area of modularity, especially in the new Omicron CPX200. Congratulations to you and the team for creating such an incredible enhancement and advancement in power system testing.
Thanks, Scott, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.